know what that sound means. It's another exciting installment of the Fan Brawl Season podcast, where we talk local sports, both the Atlanta Pro franchises, like the Braves, Hawks, Falcons, and we also talk the University of Georgia Bulldogs. So strap in, guys. It's another exciting episode about to start right now. What's up, podcast land? It's your host, Jamin Joe, the Fan for All Seasons podcast. On this week's episode, we're going to talk some Atlanta Falcons head coaching news. We're also going to talk some NFL playoffs and preview the upcoming matchup in the Super Bowl. We'll mention that, so we'll talk some football on this week's show. We'll also talk some University of Georgia Bulldog basketball, as the Georgia Bulldogs had a 1-1 week last week, and we'll get you set for Georgia's next two massive SEC matchups coming up this week, both at home in Athens. Two huge games, so we'll be talking a lot of University of Georgia Bulldog basketball in this week's episode. But before we get into the sports conversation this week, guys, it's time to get a word from our sponsor. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original smoke barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So, like I said, we're going to talk some Atlanta Falcons to start out the show. As the Atlanta Falcons have their guy, it is former LA Rams defensive coordinator, former Atlanta Falcons passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach, Raheem Morris. Raheem, I got to be honest, is a name that I knew was out there. And if you go back and listen to Blank's press conference, Blank wanted a coach with experience, and Raheem checks that. And I know a lot of you are thinking he was only won 17 games total as a head coach between his time in Tampa and his time as the interim coach in Atlanta. In Atlanta, he was 4-7 in 2020 when he took over for Dan Quinn. Guys, I don't care about his previous head coaching record. I do not care. What I like about Raheem, I like Raheem's energy, his enthusiasm. He gives you a lot of Dan Quinnish vibes. He's got a lot of isms to him. He gets people excited. Players love him. He's a player's coach, similar to Dan Quinn. What I'm interested to see is how he puts his staff together. And we did receive some news about him putting that staff together last Saturday night. Raheem Morris has filled in probably the most important guy in his coaching staff, and that is former LA Rams passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Zach Robinson. Now, if you're a college football savant like myself, and you watch a lot of college football, the name Zach Robinson will bring some memory to your memory. Zach Robinson was the starting quarterback at Oklahoma State in 2009, where the University of Georgia Bulldogs opened up week one of the 09 season. Oklahoma State took us behind the woodshed. That was Justin Blackman, Zach Robinson playing pitch and catch all day long. And, you know, Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy's run and shoot offense gave Georgia fits. Zach Robinson was the starting quarterback that day for Oklahoma State. This was game two of a two-game series. Georgia actually beat Oklahoma State in Athens 2 years before in 2007 when the Cowboys made their one and only trip to Athens. Bobby Reed was the starting quarterback for Oklahoma State. Again, I'll stop going on about former Oklahoma State quarterbacks. I know I'm probably weirding some of podcast land out, but that's just my memory for you. Anyway, the Falcons have their new offensive coordinator. It's Zach Robinson. And an interesting thing about Zach Robinson, he worked as an analyst for the website Pro Football Focus that does a lot of analytics and a lot of breakdown and stuff. Zach Robinson worked exclusively with quarterbacks coming up with Pro Football Focus. Like, he would grade out these quarterbacks. Like, I can tell you when Justin Herbert came out of the NFL draft, Zach Robinson was extremely high on Justin Herbert. Extremely high. And so I think Zach Robinson is going to come in here to Atlanta and do a really nice job. Now, job one for him and Raheem is figuring out who the starting quarterback is going to be. That's job one. A little bit more into Zach Robinson's background. Zach Robinson, after his playing career, after his time in Pro Football Focus as an analyst, worked with Sean McVay as the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator. McVay's offenses are a lot of three wide receiver set, one tight end, one running back. I expect Zach Robinson, who is a disciple of the Sean McVay coaching tree, to have a similar offense like that. And as I said, job one for Raheem and Zach, figure out the new Atlanta Falcons starting quarterback. We'll get into more Falcons quarterback situation on down the road. I am cautiously optimistic about these two hires, Coach Ra and new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson. Coach Raheem Morris's introductory press conference to Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium will happen next Monday. So that is the latest on the Atlanta Falcon coaching situation. Congratulations, Raheem and Zach, on your new roles. So now we're going to jump to some NFL playoffs here. The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers will be the representatives in Super Bowl played in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Las Vegas Raiders play. And this is a rematch of Super Bowl 54. This is the game where Patrick Mahomes kind of put himself on the map and everybody, you know, kind of fell in love with him. This was his first Super Bowl in Super Bowl 54, and now Mahomes is looking to win his third straight Super Bowl. As far as the games from Sunday, things that stood out to me, the Kansas City defense, how they were able to blanket Lamar Jackson was really incredible. Credit to those guys. In Kansas City offensively, Andy Reid is the king of the screen. It's just dink and dunk and Mahomes and Kelce. It's not like Kansas City's, you know, throwing the ball all over the lot, trying to push the ball downfield. Mahomes is just making quick passes to Kelce. And Valdez-Scantling and the limited receivers Kansas City has, the Chiefs find ways to win. Granted, I was rooting for the Baltimore Ravens, openly rooting for them. And reasons why. One, I happen to like the Ravens offensive coordinator, former Georgia OC Todd Monken. Two, Lamar Jackson is a freak athlete. And what I mean by freak athlete, he made the incredible play of the tipped ball to himself. He caught it like a wide receiver. That kind of gave me vibes to something that would come on the game Madden. Lamar Jackson is just a freak athlete. So that was another reason I was rooting for them. And third, I was rooting for former Georgia Bulldog great, probably one of the greatest Georgia Bulldogs ever, Roquan Smith. Unfortunately, the Ravens did not get it done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kansas City Swifts, whatever you want to call them, will be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. As far as the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers rallied down 17 to beat the Motor City Kitties, the Detroit Lions, and I got a bone to pick with Dan Campbell. Coach, when you have a chance to extend a lead from 17 to a three-possession game, you kick the ball. You kick a field goal. I know you're an all-gas, no-breaks kind of coach, but coach, if you got a chance to stick your foot on the throat of the snake, you take advantage of it. You kick the ball. Like, forget about aggression, coach. Kick the ball. Anyway, that's all I have to say about Dan Campbell. He's probably kicking himself. It's going to be a long offseason for the Motor City Kitties, known as the Detroit Lions. So now, guys, we are going to talk some basketball here. Talk some University of Georgia Bulldog basketball. As I mentioned, the Dogs split last week going 1-1, beating LSU at the buzzer. Thank goodness for big man Russell Chiwa. His game-winning layup was so clutch. And I got to give props to the city of Athens and the students. The vibe in there in Stegman last Wednesday night was insane. It was awesome. I've got another nugget about the crowd in Athens coming up in a second as we talk more Georgia basketball. So Georgia took its act on the road last Saturday. The Dogs renewed their annual rivalry for the world's largest indoor cocktail party, this edition in Gainesville, as we took on our arch rival Florida. Georgia was down by as much as 21, but fought back to tie it at 85. The Dogs would go on to fall to the arch rival Gators 102-98 in overtime. I will say this. Losing to Florida is the worst thing in the world. It is absolutely awful. I hate it. But I was so proud of my Dogs for coming back down 21 and having a chance to potentially beat those dastardly Florida Gators. Georgia had its chance, but then overtime came around and it just didn't happen. Again, so proud of the Dogs. Like I said on Twitter the other day, 3 weeks till payback. And that's when Florida invades Athens. I expect the crowd for the Georgia-Florida game in Athens to be insane. It is a Saturday, February 17th, 1 o'clock tip-off. So excited for that. But we've got some more basketball to get into on down the road. As far as the positives for the University of Georgia, I'm going to give props to number 15, RJ Melendez. The transfer forward out of the University of Illinois had a career-high 35 points, 6 of 10 from three-point land. Had a couple dunks, had a couple breakaway layups for the Dogs. I want to talk about Georgia's freshman, who stepped up in a major way. Silas Demery had a tough day. He was in foul trouble for the Dogs, and Silas kind of had a rough day at the office. But other freshman, Blue Kane, stepped up in a major way off the bench, scoring 14 points. He was 1 of 3 from three-point land. Georgia has a bright, bright future with these two guards. And Mr. Demery and Mr. Kane. The sky is the limit for these two dynamic guards for the University of Georgia. Also, RJ Melendez needs to get more minutes. I know White likes his role off the bench. I would start RJ Melendez. RJ Melendez has been a pleasant surprise. He has really come on like a house of fire. Confident in his jump shot. Is able to create off the dribble. Is athletic enough to throw down huge dunks. Is a physical guy defensively. I love me some RJ Melendez. He's been a pleasant surprise. He and Big Russell Chiwa, the two of them, have probably been the two biggest surprises for me for the University of Georgia so far. So, where does Georgia go from here? So, the Bulldogs this week on Wednesday have another 6:30 p.m. start time. Lame start time. Thanks, SEC. I get you're trying to do the whole doubleheader 6:30 thing, but I'm not a fan of the 6:30 start time. I think it's lame. Again, we cater to television, but it is what it is. Bama has some guys that Georgia needs to watch out for, and particularly in the backcourt. One of those is Mark Sears. Mark Sears is averaging 20 points a game and is the go-to guy for Bama offensively. I expect Mr. Demery and Mr. Kane to make it extremely difficult on Mr. Sears Wednesday night in Athens, and particularly Silas Demery. I think Silas's size at 6'4" will be able to give Mark fits in the backcourt for Alabama. I think Georgia's size of its guards will give Bama fits. I really think that's big for Georgia. Another Bama guard we got to keep an eye on is Aaron Estrada. He's Alabama's leading assist guy. He's averaging 4 assists per game, as well as averaging 12 points per game for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia's guards are going to have to guard extremely well and physical with these Alabama guards. If Georgia's guards are physical and play good defense, I truly don't think Mark Sears is going to be able to match up against Silas Demery one-on-one. I think Demery's too strong, too physical, and I think Georgia can use that to its advantage. In the front court, Georgia's going to be playing against Bama big Grant Nelson, who is Bama's leading rebounder. He's averaging 6 rebounds a game. Expect Georgia's big guy to box out extremely well and not let Nelson get inside. Grant Nelson is going to have a difficult night against big man Russell Chiwa. Chiwa is going to feast on this kid. He's going to absolutely have a huge night for the Dogs. I got a feeling. Russell Chiwa is 7'2", 275, and is a load inside. Grant Nelson is a skinny, bigger guy at 6'10". I think Russell Chiwa is just going to have a field day inside for the Dogs. Look for Silas, Demery, and Russell Chi would have big nights for Georgia. If those two have big nights, Georgia's going to take care of business and see Alabama Crimson Tide coming up on Wednesday night. Georgia's second game this week in Athens. The Dogs host a very talented South Carolina team who we beat earlier this year at Scar. Scar has given us fits here in recent years, but Georgia found a way to beat them on the road at South Carolina. South Carolina has played some good basketball recently. They beat 6th-ranked Kentucky at home at the time. That's an impressive win. They stormed the court. Everybody played Sandstorm. All the South Carolina fans were living their best lives. Now, Georgia has a chance to hold serve at home and beat a talented South Carolina team in Athens. As I mentioned in the beginning of our Georgia Bulldog basketball combo, the crowd. Guys, the next few Saturday home games in Athens are sold out. That is South Carolina Saturday, 1 o'clock tip, sold out. Georgia, Florida, coming up on the 17th of February, sold out. And Georgia, Auburn, on February the 24th, sold out. The next three Saturday home games, sold out. Congratulations, Dog Nation, for buying into the hype, for buying into the improvement that Mike White and the Georgia Bulldogs have done. As a diehard fan of Georgia basketball, I am so thrilled to see people getting excited about this program and what it can be. Us diehards out there like myself and others have been waiting for opportunities and moments like this. And I know Mike White still has a long way to go in his rebuild. I know it's only year two, but the sky is the limit of what Mike White can do for the University of Georgia Bulldog men's basketball team. So that is going to wrap it up for our Georgia Bulldog part of the show. Again, thank you, Dog Nation, for showing up to root on Coach White and these Georgia Bulldogs. So, guys, if you like this podcast, you can find us on any major podcast platform. Give us a like. Give us a follow. That's Fan for All Seasons. Remember, any major podcast platform. Guys, if you're looking for some merchandise for your favorite local sports podcast, like, say, Fan for All Seasons, and you want to know where that merchandise is, go to the Fan for All Seasons merchandise store. Go to the Shop Merch tab. They have our hoodies that you'll need because it's really chilly outside. Those Fan for All Seasons hoodies keep you nice and warm. They keep you nice and warm, and they're great. They're really, really nice, really, really durable. We also have our Comfy Colors t-shirts. You can get those in white and black. And we have our OG swag, Fan for All Seasons. Get all your merchandise needs met at the Fan for All Seasons merchandise store, one of the Shop Merch tab. So now, guys, it's time to get one last word from our sponsor this week. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original oak smoked barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So for myself, Jim and Joe, this has been another exciting installment of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week. See ya, and go Dogs. Sick 'em.